Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know, He's worthy of our praise. You know, it seems like every time I come up here, I start talking about praising God. But I hope you don't get tired of it. Because, you see, we ought never get tired of praising God. Ought never get tired or weary of offering God the praise and the worship that He deserves. We could worship God continually the rest of our life, and He'd still be worthy of more. So we ought to worship Him and praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Let's just do it just a moment. Hallelujah. We worship You and praise You. We worship You and praise You. We just want to thank You, Lord. You did great things in this past week. Lord God, we want to thank You for that. Camp meeting was great. You did great things, Lord. Magnify Your name. We thank You, Father God. Thank You, Father God, for what You have done. We praise You for everything that's been done in our lives so far. We thank You, Father God, that for the miracles that have happened. We thank You, Father God, for all the supernatural things that have happened. We thank You for all the times You've been there for us. We thank You, Father God, for all the times You provided for us, the times that You delivered us out of harmful situations, the times that You healed us and set us free from sickness and disease, all those times that You reached down and took hold of our lives and helped us, even though we may not have earned it yet. Yet because of believing and trusting in You and because of Your mercy towards us, oh, we want to praise You and thank You that you've done so many good things. 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 We want to take time to praise You and magnify You for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, but You're not just the God of the past. You're not just the God of the past, but You're the God of the now. And so right now, we want to thank You and praise You for what You're doing right now. Right now, we thank You, Father, that provision is coming. We thank You, Father God, that deliverance is flowing. We thank You that healing is flowing. We thank You, Father God, that safety and protection. We're surrounded by the mighty angels of heaven. Glory to God, to guide and to guard, protect, and keep us safe. We thank You at this moment, Lord God, that You're looking out for us. At this time, right now, You're leading and guiding us and directing us in the right way, teaching us in the way that we should go, teaching us to profit, and so that we have more than enough for ourselves, and so that we can be a blessing for others. We thank You, Father God. You're doing this right now. You're giving us revelation. You're giving us insight. You're giving us knowledge. You're giving us wisdom. Your joy and your peace is flowing right now. That Holy Spirit ministering right now. Oh, thank You, Father God. Oh, we praise You and thank You. You're doing that right now. You're doing that right now in this place. We're not too late. We're not too late. It's not too late. You have not passed us by. You're right here. You're right here. You're right here. Hallelujah. You're right here. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Now, I don't know how to handle this any other way than the way I'm going to do it, but I just perceived there are some people today or here tonight, you've been fighting depression. You've been fighting depression. It just seems like it just seems to clamp down on you, and you've tried to get rid of it. But if you want prayer, if you want to be free tonight, I want you to just come right now. That's the only way I know how to handle it. The anointing is here to help you on that. So come now. If you're fighting depression, you come right now. It's no shame, no shame to that whatsoever. None whatsoever. You know, I can tell you this, in days gone by, in days gone by, I know what it's like. I knew what it was like. I had to fight my way out of it. I had to fight my way out of it. Anybody else? Now's the time. Come while the anointing's here. Come while the anointing's here. Come while the anointing's here. You know, the anointing's here to break the yoke. That yoke of depression in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You know, I could ask you how long you've been in depression, but I can tell you the right answer is too long. Too long. Too long. Too long. Ha, ha, ha. Ha. Yep, come. Come. Just, I'm still waiting. There's still some coming. Just get on up here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is the body of Christ. This is where you get your support. This is where you get your where people believe in you. People don't think bad about somebody that's got a problem because everybody else is sitting back at their seat knowing that they got problems too. You know what I'm saying? We just didn't happen to call out their problem. Isn't that hallelujah? So hallelujah. The anointing's here in the name of Jesus. The anointing's here. I said the anointing's here. I said the anointing's here to break the yoke. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, still coming. Still coming. It's all right. You just come right on out here. It doesn't matter. Thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you what. You know, sometimes we get into depression. Sometimes people get into depression. And, you know, sometimes people, you can get to the place where you don't even want to get free. You're just in there. That's your world, and that's where it's been. I want you to know something, though. God's got something better for you than that. I said, God's got something better for you than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, the anointing's here. Hallelujah. Now, when I come to lay while you're waiting, I just want you to get your eyes on Jesus. I don't want you to be praying. I'm the one praying. Okay, I'm the one that will pray for you. So you don't have to pray at this point. You just be ready to receive. The moment hands are laid upon you, you let that anointing flow in your life. Say it with me. I'm ready for the anointing. So I'm ready for the anointing. Say it with me. I'm ready for the anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's how. See, there's a part that I do, there's a part you do, and there's a part God does. Amen. Your part is to be ready to receive. Take hold of it. So I'm receiving it tonight. How many of you lift your hands and said, I'm receiving it tonight? Tonight. Tonight's my night. Say it with me. Tonight is my night. In the name of Jesus. Tonight is my night to be free. Free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sing something just softly if you would. And congregation, stretch your hands out. Just lift your hands up. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you do. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Free! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're in this line in up here and you're back at your seats, I want you to make sure that you keep thanking and praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to, if you'll have your seat, I'm going to give you a couple instructions because the next couple of days is going to be important. And then not only just for them, but also for how many of you at camp meeting, you got something that you specifically know that you got. Just raise your hand up. See the hands? I want to talk to you tonight. How many of you in this place tonight, in the last several weeks, you know God did something specifically for you? You would lift your hand and say, God did. I mean, right now you could tell about it. You would lift up your hand and say, the Lord did something for me. You know what I'm saying? And so I want to talk to all of you. It doesn't matter how long ago it was that you received it. I want to share something with you, because you see, here you testified tonight by the lifting of your hands that you got something. You got something. But you see, it's one thing to get something. It's another thing to keep it. And I'm interested tonight in sharing with you how to keep something that you got. It's one thing in sports for a team to be in number one position. You know, if you would have looked earlier in the Major League Baseball standing, you would have found out that in the division where the Cubs and the Cardinals are, they've been rivals for I don't know how long. You would have seen that the Cubs were ahead and the Cardinals were behind. But you know where it's standing today? They're even. The Cards have caught up. See, it's one thing to be in number one position. It's another thing to stay there. It's the same way with the things of God. You got to learn that not only once you get something doesn't mean you just sit back and take a vacation. Doesn't mean that you just say, well, I don't need to read those scriptures anymore. No, you better read them a little bit more. You better read them quite a bit more. You better keep on feeding yourself faith on that, because it not only takes faith to obtain, but it takes faith to maintain. You see what I'm saying? And so the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. You see what I'm saying? There is a fight. There is a fight to faith. I mean, you do have to work at it. It's not just sit back and saying, okay, well, let's just see what the Lord has for me. You know, the Lord, you know what? I can tell you what the Lord has for you. He has all the promises in the book for you. He's already said so. He has already said so. But you see, here's the thing. We fight to lay hold of the things that God has for us. And that is our confession, that we have laid hold of those things. And now here's the thing. You got to learn that it takes work. In other words, when you get up in the morning or whenever you get up, you ought to take some time to feed your faith. Why is that? Because you want your believer to work. You want your faith to work. Do you know what I'm saying? And here's the thing, that you really can't go very far. You can't really go very far on the food you ate yesterday. How many of you got to eat every day? You mostly eat every day, don't you? Well, the thing is this, that just as our body needs nourishment every day, your faith needs nourishment every day as well. So I just want to encourage you that tonight, we certainly rejoice that we have received things from God. And we don't belittle that. But what we want to do is to make sure that we keep that. Somebody's made this statement one time, and it sounded good when they said it. Well, if the Lord gave it to them, you know they'll be able to keep it. Well, that all depends. You know what I'm saying? Because you see, here's the thing. You got it by faith, and you walk in it by faith. Isn't that right? You said, isn't there going to be a time when I don't have to walk by faith? Well, you can go ahead and ask Jesus that when you get to heaven. I know as far as the time that you go to hell, up to the time you go to heaven, I know you're going to have to walk by faith. But now listen to me. I don't understand people. Well, let's put it this way. Let's just put it this way. They haven't got a proper view of faith when they say, well, do I have to walk by faith? I taught my children, I'd tell my children, I said, we have the privilege of walking by faith. I said, there are many people on this earth that never learned to walk by faith. But we have that privilege of believing God, of learning to trust God, and learning that every day we lay hold on the promise of God. That's the way we live. We're not just obtaining something, and then the rest of our life we spend it to do whatever we want to. We have adopted a lifestyle of faith where we keep trusting in God. Some days you see things. Some days you believe things are coming. Some days you see them. Some days you might not. But nevertheless, whether we see things from God or whether we don't see things that day, we're still trusting in God no matter what. We still have our faith active in God's promises. We still keep on fighting the good fight of faith. One translation says, work hard to believe more and more. You see, because yesterday's level of believing is probably not sufficient for tomorrow's blessings. Now let that sink in a little bit. Yesterday's faith or level of believing is probably not enough or not as sufficient for tomorrow's blessings. That's why you want to get in that book. That's why you want to feed your faith, because you're getting ready for tomorrow. You're getting ready for the future. You're getting ready for the things that are coming your way. By the way, have I told you that things are coming your way? Have I told you that the blessings of God are coming towards you right now? They're coming right there. God is working on it. He's bringing them by your place. And so they're going to come. And if you got ready with faith, you can lay hold of the blessings of God when they come by. I can tell you, years ago, I was in a position of believing, you know, where I thought, well, I'll have this or I'll have that. And I worked on my faith, but I didn't really work on it like I should have. But I thought I was ready for something. How many of you ever thought you were ready for something and you really weren't? How many of you just later, you look back and you say, you know, really, I was just going through the motions. You know, I really wasn't, you know, I really just, I made a token response. Anybody ever been there? You don't have to vote, you know, but you know, we all know that there's times when we have better times than other times. Amen. And so I remember distinctly on something that came my way. And I knew the Lord had sent it. But I didn't have it within me to lay hold of it. I let it pass by. And I thought to myself, you know, that's a sad day when the blessings come and you watch them go. It was a sad feeling that I had to watch it go on by. I couldn't lay hold of it because I hadn't fed my faith like I should have. But I decided that was the last time that's going to happen. I said, that's the last time that's going to happen. I'm feeding my faith on a daily basis. I'm getting into the Word of God even when I don't feel like it, even when it doesn't look like I need to, even when I'm feeling good and I'm feeling strong and I know the Lord is right here and I know His presence is real. I'm going to feed myself on the Word. I'm going to make sure that I got the faith necessary for the blessings of tomorrow, because I'm getting ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow is a day that the Lord has made, and He's never made, listen to this, He's never made an empty day. In that day that He's making tomorrow, there'll be victory. There'll be provision. There's going to be protection. There's going to be healing. There's going to be what you need for that day. And if you have exercised your faith, if you've been feeding your faith, you'll be able to lay hold of it. You'll be like, oh, I'm taking that right now. I receive that. I'm walking in that today in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we've been endeavoring to do that, and we've seen things happening time after time after time. I can tell you the faith that I had a year ago is not sufficient for today. That's why I've been busy feeding my faith. And so you see, fighting your faith is necessary to walk in victory. You got to fight to believe the Word of God. Fight to speak the Word of God. Fight to share, to say what faith would say. Because you see, you say, well, how do you know when you got it and when you don't, when you're ready and when you're not ready? When there's something pushes up out of your heart and opens your mouth and causes you to speak, you're ready. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Because faith is designed to work out of your heart, flow out of your heart. It's deposited inside your heart. Faith comes by hearing the word. It's in there. And so now, you see, sometimes if you don't have enough faith, you're not, in other words, you're not to the point where you've built yourself up, where you're full. Listen to me. There's no pressure on the speaker. There's nothing there. And so what happens is that when sometimes when blessings come and we remain silent, it means this, that I didn't have enough inside to engage my mouth to take hold of it. Because you see, you use your mouth to take hold of, you begin to say, I'll take that. I'm receiving blessing. I'm receiving that in the name of Jesus. I'm taking hold of that. Today, I'm taking hold of healing. Doesn't matter how I feel. Doesn't matter how I look. Doesn't matter what I've been through. Doesn't matter what anybody said. Today, I've taken hold of healing. Healing is mine. You know what I'm saying? But I can tell you this, that you're going to have to keep putting the word inside of you. And I can tell you this, if your present dose of the word isn't enough to build up pressure on the inside where you just keep speaking it out and speaking it out, you know, let me tell you something. You may need to double your dose. You may need to double up on your intake. If your outflow is not what you need, then you need to double up on your intake. Isn't that right? If I was a doctor, I would tell you double the dose. And I would also add and tell you this, that you cannot overdose. And you can, and I'll also add this to you, there are no negative side effects to overdosing on the Word of God. In other words, you are not endangering your life by reading the Word of God on a daily basis and doubling up on what you've been doing. Fight the good fight of faith. So some people lose the fight of faith simply because they're silent about what God's done for them. They lose the battles because they're silent. They don't have what, somehow something's not working right. If that's not, if you find yourself silent, ask yourself why. Why was I silent when the blessings were here to take hold of? Well, it's because something's is lacking in our believing. Something's lacking in what I have in my heart. I need to go back and I need to put something in me so that I'm not silent the next time the blessings of God flow in my life. And you know when the next time blessings of God are going to flow in your life? Every day. Every day is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. So what you say is not just what you believe, but it's what you say that will cause you to win the battles and actually end up with what God has for you. And so you see, here's the thing. You see, Mark 11:23 says that you have what you say. It really does. It doesn't say that. Now listen to this. It doesn't mean that you use that just to get something. But you use your voice to keep hold of what you've gotten from God. In other words, you use your voice and you speak the scriptures. Just because you got healed doesn't mean you stop quoting the healing scriptures. Because the devil will come along and check you out, see if you'd be willing to let go of it. And you'll let go of it if you don't speak up. Now, don't get quiet on me. I felt that. You see what I'm saying? So now listen. So here's how the Lord told me. He said, your testimony of faith is required to win the fight of faith and continually walk in victory. Revelation 12:11 tells you this, that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You see what I'm saying? And certainly we would agree this with this, that it was because of the blood of Jesus that we are in a position to win. That we're even in a position to win. That we're even in the fight. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me. In order to experience the victory that the blood of Jesus has obtained for us, we're going to have to use our voice and declare and share what God, proclaim what God has done for us. One translation says it this way, that they won the victory over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the truth which they proclaimed. The truth of what Jesus did for them. Another translation says it this way, that they had power over him and won because of the blood of Jesus and by telling what he had done for them. Another translation says this, they won the fight against him by the blood of the Lamb and by what they said. See, you gotta, so speaking is required. Amen. And so this is how the saints of old won their battles. It's the way that we win our battles today. We know that Jesus won a victory for us, but you know what? Jesus won a victory for everybody. So how in the world, I mean, am I just going to wait in line and maybe someday I'll have some kind of victory? If I stay in line, if I endure long enough, if I hold on long enough, if I have perfect attendance in church, some people I've seen them in a certain foreign country where I was at. I watched them go to the bells began to toll on the big church building and people went running as if their life depended on it to be at that particular service, because you could tell by the way they went that they were afraid of missing that time right there, because they would miss out on the salvation and the things that God had for them. Now listen to me. How many of you have had perfect attendance in church all your life? See, now, if it was based on that, none of us would be entitled to the blessings of God, would it? Well, see, it's really not based on that at all. Speaking is required. You just keep saying, hold fast to the confession of faith, for he is faithful. Hold fast. Keep saying. Keep telling what somebody did. How many of you, again, by showing of your hand, in the last little while, you've had God do something specific for you? You had God do something in camp meeting. Hold your hand up and keep it up. You've had God do something for you that you just know that is real. You could tell, if you had an opportunity to share it right now, you could do it. Just keep your hand up. Just lift your hand up right now. Now here's your opportunity. Let's all stand up. Here's the thing. I'm going to ask you to do this for a certain reason. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. 10 years old, I'm going down a country road at night. Don't know I have a friend at all. Most of you know the story. But the purpose is not the story. What happened, listen to me, that night I had an encounter with God and I got born again. I really didn't understand everything, but I got born again. God came into my life because the Bible, I found myself on a country road at night calling upon God. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. I didn't know the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But God saved me. God took me at my words, at what I said. And now here's what happened after that. You say, well, boy, you've been a Christian a long time then, haven't you? Well, let me just tell you what happened. The kind of church I went to, nobody prayed for anybody in the church. They read a prayer out of a book. And the preachers weren't anybody you could talk to. And my parents thought I were upset with me. And my friends thought I was crazy. I had nobody to tell that I knew that would be interested in what happened on that country road that night. And so you know what I did? I didn't tell anybody. I remained silent. Now here's what happened. Because I remained silent and I did not step into the power that a testimony can give. Listen to me. It takes what the blood of Jesus can do and the power of your testimony, word of your testimony, to walk in faith and victory. And because of that, I went drifted right back into nobody knew that I had any kind of experience on that road. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anybody that would even appreciate it. And I spent the next 12 years living like my friends who were living for the devil. I was right there with them. I didn't enjoy it, but I didn't know what else to do. Until, listen to this, until I got a hold, somebody introduced me to the Word of Faith. Now listen to me, that's why I'm here. Somebody introduced me to the Word of Faith, got me to a meeting where somebody was sharing the Word of Faith. And I got healed that night. And I was still wasn't really convinced. But I found myself within the next 6 months after I went to that first meeting, I gave my life to Christ, rededicated my life, and promised to serve Him. And I've been involved in the Word of Faith message since then because it helped me understand that I can have victory. I don't have to live like the devil. You know what I'm saying? And I want to tell you something. Listen to me. Those of you that had your hands up, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you right now to step into not the second part of maintaining victory. And that is this. You know, the blood of Jesus made something possible for you. Those of you that got prayed for tonight, it's important that you share in this. The blood of Jesus provided for your deliverance. Deliverance and set you free. But now the next step is this. You need to give your testimony to somebody. You need to tell somebody, Jesus set me free. Jesus provided for me. It doesn't have to be much. You might say, Jesus kept me from harm. God helped me through. God gave me a breakthrough in my thinking or whatever it was. But I want you to do something. I want you to get out of your seat. I want you to find somebody around you. And I want to tell them in your own word, tell somebody, God did this for me. I want you to go ahead and do it. Just move out. Go ahead and do it. This is your moment. This is your moment. You just find anybody. Anybody. Just go ahead and tell somebody. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and tell them. Give your testimony. Just give your testimony. Tell them. Just tell them what Jesus did for you. Jesus set me free. Jesus made me whole. Jesus healed my body. Jesus provided for me. Jesus made it possible for me to have a new job. Jesus made it possible for me to move up in where I'm working at. Jesus did this for me. Jesus gave me comfort. Jesus gave me peace. When my loved ones passed away, God gave me peace. If you've had situations where things didn't go well in the last year and you've had to rely upon God, then you go find somebody and say, God ministered to me in the middle of my trouble. Just go ahead and tell somebody, God gave me peace. God gave me peace. God comforted me. When I needed somebody, God told me. Just go ahead and tell them that. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing these people, telling them, enabling them to share their testimony of how Jesus set them free. Hallelujah. 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 Just go ahead and do it. I'm telling you, just go ahead and tell you. This is your moment. This is your moment. You're walking in victory right now by giving your testimony. Giving your testimony. Just telling to other people, Jesus did this for me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know some of you didn't seem to have much to share. Well, you ought to go tell other people how Jesus saved you. Jesus saved you and set me free. I was a sinner, but now I'm found. I'm a child of God. You see, everybody got to have that testimony. And so you just go ahead and start testifying. And just by your testimony, you solidify the fact, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Everybody that's a believer ought to have a testimony. You have something to share. Tell somebody, touch your neighbor and tell them, I'm saved. Just tell them, I'm saved. Say it like, I'm saved. Tell somebody, I'm sanctified. Hallelujah. Now, isn't this something? Let me just share something real quickly. For some reason, y'all look different. Your countenance has changed. Your countenance has changed. You know, something happened when you were speaking. Something happened when you were talking. Something happened when you shared what Jesus did for you. Something happened. I see smiles where there wasn't any. I see a look of peace and contentment and joy on people's faces. The smiles, some people were smiling when they came in, but the smiles are a little bigger now. Hallelujah! That's how you do it. You understand what I mean? Let me tell you something. Listen to me. It's part of the fight of faith. You share. You say, well, what if I don't feel like it? Oh, that's a good time to share it. When you don't feel like it. See, that's when the devil's talking to you. You say, well, how about this one? Well, I don't know if I ought to tell them that what Jesus did for me. I'm just not sure whether they're ready to hear that. Well, let me tell you something. That's the devil trying to rob you of your testimony and their privilege of hearing that God can still do something for you today. Now, you know, you got to believe God to share it the right way so that people can receive it. You know what I'm saying? I don't go up to my dad and say, thank God I've been filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. You know, because he doesn't believe that. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let's put it this way. At this point, he used to not believe that. At this point, I perceive he's got it up on the shelf. Because he's seen too many good things come through his son that speaks in tongues. Amen. All right. Listen to me. That's what I got for you tonight. And so we thank God for you. How many of you are ready to walk in victory? You're walking in victory. How many of you lift your hands and say, I'm walking in victory? Say it with me. I'm walking in victory. I'm fighting a good fight of faith. I'm believing the Word of God. I'm feeding on the Word of God. And now I'm also speaking the Word of God. I'm declaring the Word of God. I refuse to be silent. I'm sharing my testimony of what God did for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Tomorrow's another day. It's another time to share your testimony. You want God to keep working mightily in your life, in just day after day and blessing after blessing? Listen to me. You got to start talking about it. You got to start talking about it. Oh, today. Oh, yesterday he did this, and today I'm fully expecting that this is going to happen, and you know, you're going to keep believing. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's people and prayer teams are coming. And if you need prayer for anything else, then you just go ahead and come down here. Men over here to the men here and ladies over here to these ladies right here. And they'll pray with you and help you to take another step in faith. Praise be to God. That's what they're there for. And so we thank God for them. Amen. Don't forget Wednesday night, Hour of Power. And don't forget to keep Pastor and Mrs. Hagen in prayer as they go and rest. And you know what? Let me just say something to you that that when they go on vacation or rest and recreation, they don't take a spiritual break. They're still reading the Word. They're still maintaining their being awake and alert in the Spirit, in spiritual things. Do you know what I'm saying? So we keep believing God. Even while they're on vacation, I believe they'll receive revelation. Amen? And the directions that they need and all of that. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Connection team, if you would go find those first-time guests, take them to receive that wonderful gift. Let's give our first-time guests a great big hand. Thank you for being here tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen? All right. One more time. Tell somebody, Jesus set me free, and you're dismissed. Amen.